Leave It to Beaver, starring Mel Gibson as Ward Cleaver.
Hello?
You were a sour-faced bitch today.
Oh, Ward, where are you?
Really are a shallow bitch.
What?
You have f***ed me up. You have f***ed me up.
What's happened now?
Whore.
Wally, your father wants to have a fight with a girl.
Gee, Mom, I wouldn't hit a girl.
Angry at you.
Do you have a bad day at the office today?
You're just ordinary.
I see.
You're a wasted time.
All right.
The views expressed in the following podcast do not reflect the opinions of anyone other than myself. All news stories, interviews, and commentary are contrived and thus fall under the heading of satire. Any celebrities, persons, or entities that take offense to the content of the following podcast should promptly grow a thicker skin and gently irrigate the sand from his or her vagina.
Now let's get out there and melt some faces!
Let's get down to business!
From the entertainment capital of the world,
you're listening to the Audio Vault.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Could you not smile like that?
Somebody call 911, holy...
The sound of your piss hitting the urinal? It sounds feminine.
Pissing my little sugar balls, whatever you do today, you just don't get hurt.
If we're in the wild, I would attack you.
I am a peacock! You gotta let me fly!
Well, hello, Facebook friends, Twitsters, iTunes subscribers, and audio boo-boos alike. This is Tim, and welcome to the 77th edition of my podcast. Today is a milestone. That's right, I've changed the name of the podcast to The Audio Vault. See, when I first started this podcast, most of my listeners were all voice talents. But that was several months ago, and it seems that my fan base has expanded far beyond the voiceover community. So as not to confuse, I thought it needed a little more of a generic name. Anyway, enough of that hooey and applesauce. Let's get right to the funny, shall we? You probably know Zach Galifianakis from his role on The Hangover, but what you may not know is that he has a talk show on funnierdie.com. He calls it Between Two Ferns, and what he normally does is berates his celebrity guests. Well, in this episode, he has Steve Carell as his guest, and for once, Steve Carell is prepared for his inevitable browbeating. Check this out.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Between Two Ferns. I'm your host, Zach Galifianakis, and I'm very pleased to have one of my favorite actors, Steve Carell.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to meet you. You know, I hear the camera adds 10 pounds. Looks like you've eaten five cameras. Here we go.
I really love The Office, and I think that you did such
and
a great...
And you love Ricky Gervais. I see where you're going. I've watched your show. I know what you do. Oh, I got you confused. I got you confused with the good one, right? Oh, no, I didn't mean your office. I meant the good one. And scene.
All right, listen, Steve, I'm not going to do the insults like I usually do.
Oh,
but I'm not going to say your character on Despicable Me. I hear that they were going to base the nose of the character on your nose, but decided to go for something less cartoonish.
Okay.
I'm not going to say that. Let's just do a straight interview.
Straight interview, okay. Yeah, I'm down with that. That sounds great.
What is the thing that you're most proud of in your career?
Oh, Evan Almighty, of course.
That's a good movie. That's a good movie.
Fuck you, fatty.
Steve, I'm not... I
just lead me right into that. Actually brought a few things I'd like to say to you. G-Force? More like, gee, he's fat. The only French word you know is buffet.
That's not true. I know the word croissant.
I heard your last name used to be even longer, but you ate all the other letters of the alphabet. Zach, you look like a homeless guy who's been to a soup kitchen that specializes in ice cream soup. What are you doing?
I don't know if we should air this one.
I'm sorry.
To be honest with you, I do struggle with the weight thing.
Okay, I'm...
It's tough in Hollywood. They either want you to stay overweight or they want you to lose a bunch of weight.
You're right.
I just like, I don't know, man. You just seem so lucky. No one ever makes fun of the great Steve Carell. Everybody just loves you and...
That's not true.
Well, it is true.
I mean, there's lots of things to make fun of.
Like what?
I'm Italian. You make fun of that.
Is Carell not your last name?
Not originally.
What is it, Pinocchio?
Okay.
Like when you go to the beach and someone yells, shark, shark, and then they just realize that it's Steve Carell doing the backstroke?
When you go to the beach and you swim out past the buoys, do people think that there's an island there?
I'm not that fat, man.
You are.
No, I'm not that fat.
You're pretty fat. All right, fuck you, fat.
My. How the time do fly. That is all the time we have left for this particular episode of the broadcast. Please to be coming back next week for more internet comedy fun. Until then, whatever you do, don't get any on ya.
Get it!
Wow!
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't take it.